Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by Microsoft Education, and I'm so excited to partner with them this summer. Have you seen all of the new updates in Microsoft Teams? I love the new Reflect for Assignments that lets students share how they are feeling and think about their emotions. This is just one of the dozens of updates to Microsoft Teams. Head to aka.ms/teamspp to find out more about Microsoft Teams and all of the new updates. You can also send me a DM on Instagram while you're listening to this episode, and I'll send you the link. This week's podcast episode is titled A Sneak Peek Inside My New Book, and I'm very excited to share EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments with you today. We're going to take a walk through all 10 chapters of the book. I'll share a little bit about how the book came to be, and I'll tell you all the details for some special book bonus items. If you can't wait to hear about the book bonus items, these are items that I'll send along to you when you order the book. You can find it right in the description in the show notes for today's episode, or just by going to my website, classtechtips.com/book bonus. So let's dive into this sneak peek inside my new book, EdTech Essentials, the top 10 strategies for all learning environments. Although I've worked with a few publishers during the past several years, ASCD is one I have the closest relationship with. In 2017, they published my book, Tasks Before Apps, Designing Rigorous Learning in a Tech-Rich Classroom. And if you follow along with me on Instagram, you sometimes see my Instagram story updates where I have books behind me. That's the green one that is usually over my left shoulder in those videos. And then after working with them in 2017, so fast forward to 2020, I worked with them to share three quick reference guides. Now, technically, some of the work on these was started in 2019, but they all three of them went out in 2020. They're quick reference guides and are essentially laminated six-panel guides. One is focused on classroom technology tips, one is on distance learning tips, and the other one is on reading strategies. And the one on reading strategies I co-authored with Pam Allen. So these guides were so much fun to put together, and a big part of my relationship with ASCD over the past few years has been partnering with them on new things like these quick reference guides. But the book that comes out this month of August, is brand new. You might have seen some sneak peeks again on Twitter or Instagram where I've been getting ready to send out some postcards to some friends and colleagues about the book. But the book is called EdTech Essentials, and the subtitle is The Top 10 Technology Strategies for All Learning Environments. Now, with most things, right, conversations or planning happens early. And the conversations with my publisher about this new book project started before the shift to distance learning in early 2020 and evolved throughout that year to make sure The topics covered were relevant to all learning environments. So even though I started work on it before the pandemic, before the shift in so many places to distance learning, it definitely evolved throughout 2020 to be responsive and thoughtful and intentional around the different types of learning environments we're all navigating together. So as I was crafting the content for each of the 10 chapters, one chapter for each of the 10 strategies in the book, I really wanted to make sure it was applicable to a variety of technology implementations, different models, right? Including traditional, face-to-face instruction, hybrid learning, distance learning, and even decisions that might be made to support concurrent learning environments. I really wanted to make sure it was relevant and customizable so readers could tailor the strategies to all different types of learning spaces. So that's a little bit of the kind of behind the scenes or story or setting the stage story, but I really want to spend today's episode jumping into the book with you. And I've got a digital copy right here on my screen next to my notes for today. And so I'm going to take you behind the scenes, a sneak peek at the book, chapter by chapter. And of course, if you want to grab your own copy, I've included a link to the book and some bonus item details right in the show notes and description for today's episode. You can find it, of course, by going straight to my website, classtechtips.com, sending me a message on Instagram or Twitter, or there should be that book bonus link right in the description for you. So like most of my books, I start off with an introduction and background on how I jumped into the world of ed tech. So you'll see that first when you open up the first few pages of the book. Then the book is organized into 10 chapters and a few appendices or appendix items. Each chapter focuses on one of 10 strategies. So let's go through each 10. I'm going to tell you the chapter titles, give you a little bit of background, and kind of let you know what you would find in each chapter. So chapter one is titled, Help Students Navigate Online Spaces Effectively. And in this chapter, I share background information on different features students come across in digital spaces and how to guide online search experiences with students. So in that chapter, you'll find information on evaluating online sources, thinking aloud, and helping students organize the information they come across in digital spaces. Now, one thing I want to mention, I'll say it at the end of the podcast episode two, is that there is an appendix item that has over 100 of my go-to ed tech tools. You don't need to use all of them, of course, right? But it has a whole bunch of tools in it. And so for each chapter, there's about a dozen or so tools that I mentioned. So even in the appendix for that goes along with this first chapter, you would see some mind mapping tools. So lots of things right in there. So the first chapter, all about navigating. The second one is about curating, and it's titled Curate Resources to Support All Students. Chapter two is all about curation or handpicking digital resources for students. This is a critical strategy, and in this chapter, chapter two, I unpack different categories of content and share strategies for selecting content that you might share with students. We also examine some tips for organizing and distributing content, which of course is an important step in getting resources in the hands of students. Chapter three is titled, Introduce Opportunities for Students to Explore the World. And the focus of chapter three is exploration and introducing students to different parts of the world. We look at how this connects to building empathy and social emotional learning skills. And this chapter also includes a look at virtual reality and augmented reality and even how video conferencing can help students explore different spaces. So if you've been on a webinar with me this year, you know I love showing off Google Arts and Culture and some other things. Just the week before I'm recording this episode, so earlier in August, I was working with a group of educators in New York, an in-person school visit, and we were looking at Nearpod and some of the VR content built right within it, talking about student engagement. So this idea of students exploring the world is one that's definitely near and dear to my heart too. Chapter 4 is titled, Develop Structures to Give Students the Ability to Collaborate. Now, collaboration was a focus area of my book, Tasks Before Apps, also published by ASCD. And in this new book, we take a look at collaboration through a different lens. It includes models for collaboration that honor synchronous and asynchronous learning experiences and how students can give and receive feedback in digital spaces. This chapter also includes a discussion on discussions and how to support students with tech-friendly discussions with their peers. So each of these chapters kind of has a one word that goes along with it. Chapter 1 is navigate, chapter 2 is curate, chapter 3 is explore, and chapter 4 is collaborate. So that brings us to chapter 5. That big word for this one is create. And the chapter's titled, Give Students Time and Space to Create Products of Learning. So creation in the classroom is definitely a topic I love to talk about. And it's the focus of chapter 5 of this book, EdTech Essentials. And so in this chapter, we look at different types of creations, including audio, text, visual, and multimedia student projects. There's a section on differentiation and setting up students for success. So I'm going to do a little bit of a tangent here and just share something that is front of mind for me as I'm recording this episode for you this August. So this chapter I said was titled Give Students Time and Space to Create Products of Learning. And I just have to share with you that I have been deep this month in watching this Apple TV streaming show called For All Mankind. And so that word space is very much front of mind for me as I'm recording this episode. And again, I know this is a tangent, not exactly connected to today's topic, but I just have to give a shout out. I love Apple TV because I signed back up to watch season 2 of Ted Lasso, and you can't binge all these new Ted Lasso episodes because they're coming out week by week. So I was looking to see what other Apple TV stuff I didn't know about. And there's 2 seasons of this show, For All Mankind. And I would have told you a couple weeks ago that, oh, I don't like space stuff, or I don't know, but I do like space stuff. And I love this show, and it's 2 seasons, and I am still can't stop thinking about it. So even seeing the word space in this title is making me think about it. So if you're listening to this episode and you've also watched both 2 seasons of the show For All Mankind, send me a message and tell me what you thought of it, because it is just, I can't stop thinking about all the space stuff. So anyhow, a little bit of a tangent in the middle of today's episode, but that chapter 5 is about giving students time and space to create products of learning. Now let's jump into chapter 6. This one is titled Assess Students to Check for Understanding and Pivot Instruction. So the topic of assessment, of course, is a big one. And this chapter, the focus is really on gathering information and taking action. So the emphasis is on formative assessment and different check-in points during a lesson. This chapter looks at the value add or the benefit of giving students options to respond in different ways. And in that appendix where I have a bunch of go-to or favorite EdTech tools, you'll find a bunch of my assessment favorites. Chapter 7 is titled, Provide Opportunities for Students to Share What They Have Learned. And this one examines speaking and listening opportunities in digital spaces. So sharing learning experiences does not need to happen at the end of a lesson or just one big unit of study. It can happen all the time. And this chapter looks at how to share big and small wins. It also looks at some ideas for student branding and the role that sharing can play when you are making sure students are celebrating their work as well. Chapter 8 is titled, Connect Student Work to a Relevant and Authentic Audience. In Chapter 8, the focus is keeping student learning experiences authentic by giving them an audience. There is a connection between setting a purpose for students and considering projects with a social justice focus too. Now, Chapter 7 was about sharing and speaking and listening. This one is really about securing an audience and giving that focus for students. So it also includes a note about author's purpose and how to set an intention for kids really in any area that they might be studying. The title of chapter 9 is Help Students Develop Skills They Can Transfer Across Digital Spaces. And one of the things that often comes up when talking about technology integration is the changing tools and platforms. So chapter 9 is all about helping students build tech-friendly skills that work anywhere. It looks at how to help students build independence and how to provide problem-solving opportunities. So chapter 10 is the last one in the book, and it's titled Plan for Tech-Rich Learning Experiences. And plan is the key word here. This final chapter of EdTech Essentials is about making plans, especially for the unknown. It includes tips for creating a vision and mission, preparing for different instructional models, and addressing concerns about access and equity. It provides information you can use for all sorts of future planning as well. Now, in addition to the 10 chapters I just gave a little bit of a preview of, there's also an appendix that breaks down essentials versus extras and resources for taking action. This might be useful in a PLC if you're having discussions on what you really want to accomplish with technology, especially that essentials versus extras piece. And at the end of the book, you heard me mention it, I think maybe twice so far in the episode, there's also an appendix with over 100 EdTech tools and resources. Before we finish up the episode, I want to share a few quotes from folks who had an early look at the book. This includes 3 past podcast guests, actually 4 of them I'm going to share with you, past episode guests. And I'll link their episodes in the show notes from today too, in case you want to hear our conversations. So Eric Scheninger, who's the associate partner at the International Center for Leadership and Education, bestselling author, he shared, "Although technology has and continues to change at a rapid pace, Monica reminds us that it is effective pedagogy that matters above all else. This easy read is packed with practical strategies that can be used immediately." Dr. Natasha Rachel, who's a digital learning specialist at Atlanta Public Schools, she shared, "Readers are sure to walk away with a filled tool belt to help students become more productive, collaborative, and innovative. A must read for every educator's professional toolbox." Thomas Murray, who's Director of Innovation, Future Ready Schools in Washington, D.C., shared, "Filled with today's most robust tools and resources you can use tomorrow, EdTech Essentials should be the next book on your professional reading list." And finally, Al Thomas, who's a global educational speaker and consultant, all 4 of these folks are past podcast guests too, shared Monica's love for sharing the best tools and the skills and protocols to ensure all students are successful is on full display in this new go-to resource for educators. So a big shout out to all 4 of them. A few other folks chimed in and shared some things when they got an early peek at the book, and just so grateful for them to share that with you all. And so remember, you can order your book on Amazon now. ASCD, my publisher, they did give me a heads up that there were some supply chain and shipping issues that are kind of working themselves out this summer. So even if it says out of stock, you can still order a copy and it will ship out as soon as it's ready. This just happened to me literally today as I'm recording this episode. I ordered Tammy Musiowski, who is a guest on the podcast and a good friend, her book from ASCD, The Minimalist Teacher, and it said out of stock. I placed the order and it showed up, I don't know, maybe a week later. So it just came today. I'm so excited. I haven't even posted about it on Instagram or anything. So if you order a copy and it says out of stock, they'll ship it to you right away. And you can still request the bonus items from me and you'll get it as soon as Amazon starts sending things out. So you can also send me a message if you've ordered it and it looks like it might be a little delayed, and I can get you a PDF version of the first chapter of the book so you can dive in right away. I'm just so excited to hear what you have to think about EdTech Essentials. And if you follow me on Instagram, you might know the story of the other Monica Burns. I shared it in my stories not too long ago, my Instagram stories. So if you do search for me on Amazon, the other Monica Burns might pop up too. I think you'll be able to tell which books are mine and which books are written by the other author, also named Monica Burns, but it might just make you giggle a little bit if you see those other Monica Burns books that are not mine, but great for her for what she's accomplished. So let's finish up this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, grab a copy of the new book. Next, request your bonus items before September 15th. Then use the study guide as you move through the chapters. Finally, choose one EdTech essential from the list to focus on this semester. Remember, you can find the show notes for this episode with all of the resources and tools I mentioned today by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast, clicking right underneath where you're listening to this episode for the show notes link, or if you want to find the book, you can go to classtechtips.com/bookbonus or /EdTech essentials, and you'll find it there too. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Microsoft Education. I'm so excited to partner with them to bring you new episodes of the Easy EdTech podcast this summer. There are so many new updates to Microsoft Teams, and I don't want you to miss a thing. You can find posts on my blog all about the updates, or head straight to their landing page to learn more. Just go to aka.ms/teamspp. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they are searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.